Blog Talk Radio.
To the Healing Light Show. I was trying a little different music today. Hope y'all enjoyed that. I might switch back to the drive song. But anyway, welcome to the Healing Light, and I say welcome to all the new listeners. Y'all can come and visit as many times as you want to during the day. It's pre-recorded on each show on Blog Talk Radio, so you can listen to the show on your iPad or whatever you feel comfortable listening to the show, but you can. This show is really into healing. In the future, I am going to do on-air healings with folks, but this is a really, really focused show on Christianity, Jesus, and spirituality mixed in together, because I truly believe that Jesus was very, very spiritual, and that's way God really reaches people, is through spiritual beliefs and stuff like that. And I really, really think he taught that. And you will hear a lot of things out of the Bible out here, because this is a Christian show, but you will hear it mixed with spiritual teachings. So a lot of the stuff I'll be teaching will come from the Holy Spirit through me. Today we're going to be talking about mothers and what God thinks about mothers. And unfortunately, I lost some of my notes, so I'm going to wing it today with that. But I'm going to start off with the Daily Word. The Daily Word that just kept on coming up to me. I think I might have done this one before, but it kept on coming up to me. So I'm going to go ahead and read this for you. Daily Word for today is Divine Order. I am in the flow of divine order. Nature reminds me that there is a season for everything. Bright red, yellow apples begin as a compact bud for potential, unfolding into a beautiful springtime blossom. And then it matures into a lustrous and nutritious fruit ready for harvest. Each stage of the apple's development was ordinary and essential for the beautiful fulfillment of it. Order is also active in my life. I am inspired with ideas following an ordinary path toward fulfillment. I give my ideas time to develop, nourish them with thoughts and consideration, and then take constructive action. I seek God's guidance and align my efforts with a divine order of a creative process. I experience divinely ordered flow as I grow in my spiritual understanding. So what this is saying is, a lot of things we see in our lives we think is ordinary, but really ain't ordinary. It's the steps that it takes for us to grow on our spiritual path. Like, there's some things that we do every day. The same person comes on that comes to us, ask the same questions every day, and we think this is ordinary. He always comes by here, but that's part of your spiritual path. The person is telling you something that you need to help you grow. or the person that you're helping is helping you grow too by helping. Because when you reflect God through you, it reflects back to you through the other person. So it's like a mirror act there, like a reflection of mirrors, like he sees magicians on TV. They reflect things with mirrors and stuff, make things disappear and reappear. That's what's going on with you. Only God's doing that, reflecting His glory back to you. And the more of His glory that you pick up, or you see the reflection of yourself, you pick up and you see who you truly are, the more you start expanding, the more you start knowing Christ is within you. And that's the whole purpose for us being down here. It's for, knowing God, redeeming your godship, or not your godship, but your sonship to God. Redeeming your sonship to God is what you're down here for. You gave it up, came down here, and told the Father that you would find yourself again, and that you would love Him even more, even though it didn't matter how hard it is down here, that you would still love Him through all this trouble, and He was glorified through that. But these things, I mean, it depends on what route you want to go. I mean, it's up to you. But I'll pick the Jesus way, people. I'll pick the Jesus way. He's the easiest way. And he's so nice and loving to each and every person, no matter whether you're a guy or a lady. He still loves you, and he still guides you and watches your back when you can't. And that's one thing is so amazing about him. He will watch your back when you can't. And a lot of people try to do this spiritual path on their own, and it's hard. It's hard. When you don't have him watching your back and helping you, it's very hard. Yeah, God's there. You got to ask him to help you, but a lot of times he won't interfere because, he won't mess with free will. See, each side has its free will. The opposing side has its free will, and the other side has it, and God's side has its free will. Both sides is parts of God, but it's a yin yang game down here, good and bad. That's the way it was set up down here. But when you have a master on your side, he watches you all the way around to make sure nothing's going on with you. But when you're doing it solo, you're responsible for all those sides. Even though you're blinded in this human body, you can't really see it. But you're responsible for all those sides. And it's kind of like very, 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 I mean, you can ask any spiritual teacher, any religion, how hard it is to finally find your sonship to God trying to do it by yourself. I mean, there's some folks that say, oh, yeah, you can do it. But by knowing myself, it's very hard. And by, I don't care how many spiritual followers you found, they'll tell you it's very hard without having a master, a teacher to guide you through your path. Like I said, when you're ready, your teacher will show up. But you got to be sure what teacher you get. And you want a teacher that's obvious presence that's everywhere at one time. And, if you got a master that died and came back, and he's hanging out in heaven, all that stuff, that's the dude you want, man. Because I want somebody that's, a brother, a sister, part of you that's everywhere at once, watching your back. So that there's the person you want, the one that's beat this life, that's never had to come back, and he's actually like the rescue squad for all these other brothers and sisters down here. That's the guy you want. That's the guy I want. So, any time that y'all want Jesus to be your master, to be your teacher, just ask him into your life. Just say Yeshua or Jesus. He goes by any night name, any one of those names. Just say, Jesus, please come to my heart. I'm having problems here. I give all of my karma, all of my sins to you. And I ask you to take these, clean this up for me, and live within my heart and guide me. I will listen to you, Yeshua. And he will come. That's the only thing you got to do. It's simple as that. And he will come. And all these Baptist people say that's being saved. You can say it's saved. You can say, you know, you're just inviting your master into your heart. And there's a lot of people that goes to India to find a master. And there are some strong masters over there, but there's still not one like Jesus. I mean, I'm not trying to knock on wood on anybody's door here, but I've not saw them, you know, raise themselves from the dead. When they die, they're actually in the ground and they ain't going nowhere. But some of them might disappear and reappear. But he's the only one that's ever came back from the dead, and that's my guy. But anyway, everybody has their own spiritual path, and it's all up to y'all. But I'm gonna go ahead and get to the mother topic today. What God thinks about you and your mother, and what God thinks mothers should do. I started studying in the Bible a little bit about what God thought mothers should do. First of all, what God put in my mind to say to the mothers was, God gave you a gift, a part of himself to put inside of your form, inside of your body. So when you have that part of him, you got to remember that baby is a part of God. He is God looking through that baby's eyes. He's the purest form of God. So whatever you do to that baby, you are actually doing to God. He sees everything. He's highly protected in that form. So you got to remember that God was loving enough and loved you enough to give a part of him to you to raise and to become a grown adult. So when you see your child, thank God for that beautiful gift of himself that he gave you. He gave you a part of himself to you. He highly expects you to raise him up in honor, or her up in honor, and love her with all your heart, or him with all your heart. Because he highly, highly loved you, and he loved you enough to give a part of himself to you, you and your husband or whatever. But that's one little thing that was given to me today to say to all the mothers. And the Bible talks about what a mother's job is. Mother's job is to, just say a mother's job is never done. A mother's job is never done. She's asked to take care of the family, to be loving to her husband, to keep his priorities in the right place, not controlling him, but keep his mind in the right place, to be the spiritual stronghold of the family, the spiritual stronghold. Now, the man is the spiritual leader of the household, but the man is not the spiritual leader of the household. The wife is responsible to keep the husband, to get a husband where he can be the spiritual leader of the household. So if your husband has no connections to Christianity, to the religion at all, it's the mother's place to try to lead him to water, like leading the horse to water. It's like leading him to the gospel, where God can do his work in him. See, the thing about it is, with the Holy Spirit will do its work. You just got to lead them to the Word, to the spiritual Word. And if God's in the Word, he will do his work in him. Just get him reading a little bit of the Word, because as I told y'all last week, the Bible has always been scripted with energy that already has things into the words, into the vibrations. When the vibrations of the Word is spoken, is transferred into the body and works. So it kind of transforms the person itself. It doesn't matter how many scriptures you read. You can read anything simple, and God will start working within the person. But anyway, the mother is to keep the husband's mind straight, not to destroy. Now, the Bible is very strict on a woman destroying her husband, destroying her family. It's very, very strict on that. And it's not too good about that woman doing that. You're like breaking away from God and all the gifts that you've actually was given, and you're kind of throwing them away. And it's not real happy with that. But God does glorify when you respect your family, you love your family, you love your husband, and you do all you can to help support your husband and help support the household. A lady has always been known as the lady that the person that it feeds the family and keeps up the household. It's always been laid in the lady's lap biblically. Nowadays things change. There's some single family households. The wife is working maybe two jobs or a job, and the husband's working a job or two, and you know, things change. But nowadays, you know, the mother and the father has to do housework. That's just the way it is. Things change. But the mother is still responsible for her child, responsible for her child to be raised right, responsible for the love of God being put within the child, the love of God being put in the child, and making sure that her husband's mind is always straight on the word and straight on love and keeping him within the law, you know. And there's a lot of stuff even on the husband. There's a lot of things that God has actually put on the husband that, you know, he's the head of the household. He's got a lot of responsibilities for the whole household. He's responsible for the children. He's responsible for the wife. He's responsible for everything and the income of the household. So the husband has a lot of responsibilities too. So it ain't just one way there, mothers. The husband's responsible for a lot too. That's just a little bit about y'all. Y'all are given a precious gift of God, of spirit, given to y'all to raise. And you should nurture it like God nurtures you. God loves you. Now, you got to think, okay, you're like, it could be some thoughts in your mind. Well, God don't really nurture me. I've had a hard time. That's not God. If there's some negativity going into your life, that's not God. There's other forces working there. And or there's some mental things that you've set out in action that's creating that, like all the negative things you might have said to people as reflecting back to you. Like everything is in rotation on planet Earth. What you say comes back around and it comes back to you sooner or later. So if you're in a bad mood and you've been in a bad mood for a month or things not going your way, once your mind is set there, the Earth will reflect that to you all year long. Until you set your mind on the correct path and ask God to come in your life and help you figure this out. What's going on here, Lord? What's going on here? Show me what my problem is. I guarantee you that He'll show you. He'll show you many different ways of what's going on in your life. And it's up to you to fix it. I mean, He can help you fix it, but He can't do it for you because free will, and you've got to, you're on your own path. He's only there to guide you and to lead you, not to do it for you. Now, one thing he did do for you to help destroy your karma. He died on the cross. Jesus died on the cross to help destroy your karma. If you ask him or if you give yourself to do that. But that's up to you too. Don't get me wrong. The Unity Church don't teach this. This is only my own personal beliefs. They don't believe it. But anyway, he did do that, but he cannot run your everyday life for you. You can ask him to help. He can help if you ask him to. But he can't drive your car for you. He can't, help you to say whatever to your son. He can suggest things to say, but he can't do it for you. So your life is run by you. You're driving your own body car. So it's all up to you. So you have to make them decisions. He can give you suggestions. He can do healings. He can do stuff like that. But he cannot do it for you. You've got to make your own decisions. But you got to know that a lot of things that's going on in your life is not God. It's you. Most of the time, it's you. And you've got to correct your faults. You've got to go within your mind and find out what's not right, what's not. What are you thinking that's not right, that's causing this reflecting through you, that's coming to you every day? You got to see what's going on. Once you correct that, your world starts changing. You start correcting you, your world starts showing this. And always be careful of what you say, because everything you say, some people, well, what I say don't really mean anything. It means a lot. It's all vibration. The whole world is created on vibration. When God spoke, the world was created. That's vibration. What came out of his mouth was created. The world is created on vibration, of speech, vibration. So you got to think, when you speak, you're creating a lot of things in your life and your lives around you. And if you're in your family, you got a family, your stuff will rub off on them, and it will create things for them too. So you're like a domino effect. For all your negative things, a domino effect, and off them to your family. So you kind of got to think about that too. So what you do will affect you and affect your family. Or what you say will affect you and your family. So be careful. Be very careful what you speak. And there are so many other spiritual things that could come along with that. Anything negative is actually attracted to negative speaking. Anything in a negative vibrational field, negativity is attracted to it. So you'll bring more of that stuff into you all the time. When you're speaking, when you're cursing, cussing somebody out, telling people off, all that stuff has come to you. You're cursing the person that you're speaking to. You're cursing them because you're not doing God's work. Only God is love. You're speaking darkness to that person, and you're drawing darkness to you. Because like I've already said, whatever you speak comes back to you. Whatever you speak comes back. You speak darkness, it comes back to you. And before you know it, you speak it so much, you're filled full of darkness. You're filled full of darkness. And you don't want that because you'll destroy your life like that. So speak light, speak love, speak whatever. Ask God to help you with this, to help change your life. He can do that. He can help change you. But it's your decision to keep that going on with your life. But like I said, everybody needs a spiritual master to help guide them. They need a spiritual master to help guide them. There's probably quite a few people who don't agree with me on that. But mark my word, with the experience, you do need a spiritual master to help you. Somebody that has beat this world, that knows how to beat this world, and has experienced everything you have, and knows how to get through it. You need that person. Trust me. But like I said, anytime you assure in your life, Jesus, just ask for him. He'll be there. And I'm going to go say a healing prayer right quick for everybody, because I've got seven minutes left on my show here. And I ask everybody to fold their hands and close their eyes. I'm going to say a quick prayer. Dear Father, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come upon us this day, to all my listeners here on the show. I want to thank you for all of my listeners. I ask you to bless this show, to bring more listeners to this show, where you can reach them. I ask you to heal, to correct any physical problem that's going on within their bodies at this time, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, I ask you to correct these problems, bring healing over their bodies. Any family difficulties going on, I ask you to get right into their family and start straightening things out, send the Holy Spirit to straighten them out. Ask you to send your love and grace to their hearts, to know you, to be guided to you, where they can reflect you to others and know that God's within them too. Ask us, Lord Jesus, I ask you to help somebody out with their son and their daughter, their families giving them problems. I ask you to get right into that situation. I feel a little boy that needs help. I don't know who in the audience has a son that needs help. I need you to go and heal that situation. If there's a physical form, or if something wrong with their physical form, their arms, legs, whatever, I ask you to get to that situation, heal that in Jesus' name. I thank you. I know whether somebody's needing a car, that they've lost their car or something, please, plenty, you know, help them with their need. Help them get a car. Help them get a car with a good price. I ask this, Jesus. I know you ain't no car salesman, Jesus, but there's some people that needs transportation, and I ask you to help them with that. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to help anybody that's having a hard time feeding their family now. I ask you to bless their family with food, whether it's a food bank or a better job. I ask you to bless them, send food their way, help them support their family and love their family. I ask this in Jesus' name. Thank you. I know the Lord is, and Divine Father is blessing so many of y'all listening to this show right now. I really believe that His Holy Spirit is going to reach every one of y'all. He's going to do miracles in y'all's lives, things that you've never seen before. I know this is going to happen. I know He's going to help you right now. There's something going on in your family now or going on with your health right now. He is helping you right now. And I see that your eyes are going to be open. God's going to be poured within inside you, going to be opened up within inside you. I see this going on. Oh, thank you. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. Before I got to leave here, I want to ask everybody if y'all have received a healing from this radio show. I ask you to leave a comment. Go to Stan Shell Jr. on Facebook. Leave me a comment. Or go to The Healing Light. I got a website on Facebook now. It's called The Healing Light. I ask y'all to go to Facebook on The Healing Light and just like the page and just go ahead and put, if you had a healing from this show, just put it on or put a comment and let us know what type of healing you had, if it's helped your family or any type of situation like that this show has actually helped. God has actually touched you through this show. I ask you to leave that. And I want to say thank you, every one of y'all, for coming to this show. And God bless every one of y'all. Y'all have a great day, and I'll see y'all tomorrow. God bless you.
I hear a voice telling me it's time to take the leap of faith. So